Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
The following program is brought to you by your friends at TheForce.net.
Oh, Maxi bit the Force.
And RebelScum.com.
You Rebel Scum.
The galaxy is listening.
Who need that? No, no, no. Alawa. Who need that?
Welcome to the Forcecast, your weekly dose of Star Wars news and much more.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
All systems have been alerted to your presence, sir.
Check it out, Corporal.
Roger, roger.
Now, your hosts of the Forcecast, Jason and Pete.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Well, I'm glad you could finally fit us into your schedule.
Yes, I have to apologize to everyone. Actually, I'm going to lay this squarely at the feet of Blue October, which is the band that I went to see. We originally bought tickets, and the show was on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Then we get an email saying, hey, we moved it to Wednesday. Sorry, no refunds. So, well, yeah.
So,
but it all worked out. It was a very good concert. It was a well worth it. They were spectacular. And had a lot of fun. But I did, I could tell you that all day I was fretting, thinking, I hope nobody goes to the chat or nobody's listening live and going, where are these guys?
That's okay. You just made it a Blue October for many of
you are quick tonight, my friend.
For many of our dedicated listeners. Well, no, it's good to have you. And, you know, sometimes we do find someone to jump in for either you or me when one of us is not available, but it just didn't feel right this week.
No, it wouldn't have. I would have felt terrible had I missed out and not been able to do the show this week. So
the shoe
as the talk shoe.
But it, you know, that's just kind of a nice way of saying everyone turned me down. Basically, as far as the
I thought anyway. Maybe you were just holding out for me, you jerk.
Greetings, Star Wars fans, and welcome to the Forcecast. This week's episode 4, October 5th, 2007. Is it the 5th?
It is the 5th. Well, it will be.
It will be. Glad that you could join us. We are the official podcast of TheForce.net and RebelScum.com, and brought to you by the good folks at Official Picks. That's right, officialpicks.com, your source for authentic Star Wars photographs and autographs even, officialpicks.com. That's picks with an X, .com. There you go. So check them out. I think they still have some Luke and Leia duo prints available.
I think so.
They did.
Maybe past the personalizing time, but they still get both of them signed on the same autograph. That's pretty big.
That's very cool. Probably the first thing that we should do is, I've been meaning to say this for the last couple of weeks, and finally I just said, you know what? I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch these videos. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm talking about the videos from the Jawas.
Yes.
The videos, they're unbelievable. And the production quality of these things is getting so good.
Yeah, I thought they were amazing when we first saw them. I thought the technology they were using was great. Now everything is, and it's subtle things. It's being able to see, you know, the things on a chalkboard or a blackboard
right,
in the background.
Yeah, the background and images and everything
are a
lot clearer.
Great. They're using great graphics and everything like that. They've been fantastic.
Well, and they're, you know, official team members of in a lot of ways with us here at the Forcecast. And my pen just broke. Did you see this? You hear that rattling?
Your favorite pen.
My favorite pen. I carry
it takes
this thing
you,
with
it pulls
me
you
everywhere.
Directly out of this nice sentimental moment where we were saying thank you to these
tallest
people.
Jawas, I'm sorry. We want to thank them and again mention that they are team members here. And if you go to YouTube and you do a search for the username TheForceNet, because there are apparently no dots on YouTube, TheForceNet, you'll come across these videos. And they do one every week, just about, knock on wood. And they're hilarious. They're hilarious.
They are. They're very
last
funny.
Week's was great. They did a double feature last week. The week before, they had the Admiral Mahdi stuff from Celebration 2 and Jimmy's. Are you? Well, Now I can't say it, but
but we all can envision it.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. No, we have it. I don't need to say it.
Mad.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's it.
That's there the one. So they've got that up there, and it's just it's very, very cool. So I was glad. Thanks to Dustin Roberts for giving making the Tallest Jawas official and giving them access to our YouTube channel. It's certainly taken on a lot more lively look since they got involved.
Yes,
because we don't have Ken anymore.
Oh, and the Jawas want to know where their nickel is. Again, referring to the Admiral Mahdi, he doesn't get
his
nickel.
Where's my nickel?
Well, you know, again, it is tied up in customs with Admiral Mahdi's nickel and all the other nickels out there. So,
and no, there was that picture of him in the video. Is that like his daughter or his girlfriend or wife?
I don't know. It looked like some sort of Star Wars actress. It looked like it. May
oh, maybe it was. Maybe it was
Star Wars actress. So,
well, anyway, so big but, big thanks to them.
Yeah, and I do want to throw out there that I am trying to monitor the chat tonight over at TalkShoe, and I am not all that great at it yet. I'm still getting used to this format, so. You know, I'm
take it easy on him.
Yeah,
take it easy on him.
Be pleasant, and I won't be able to type all that well, but I'll at least be able to. If you see anything and you want to chime in on anything, just go ahead and throw.
Yes.
Throw it up there, and I'll see if I can get that going. So,
well, we want to remind folks that are on TalkShoe right now that you can call us up through their new Shoe Phone interface that they have, or you can call us on any landline or cell phone, 724-444-7444, and TalkShoe ID is 46670. And you don't have to have a TalkShoe account, so if you're within the sound of our voices, you can go ahead and give us a call. It helps to have a TalkShoe account because then you can get into the chat, have lots of fun there, but also get in the queue. See they're working on this deal. I was reading the TalkShoe blog where what they want is for anybody to be able to dial on their phone, you know, 724-444-7444-44, whatever.
Yeah.
And then ID 46670, and then like hit another button to say if you want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'll work. So they're working on that. They don't have that perfected yet, but
you know, the technology is on the way, so
it's getting there. Yeah. It's getting there.
We're working it.
If you're listening to us on Podcast Delay, of course, you can always leave us a voicemail at 330-871-4TFN. Or if you're listening live and or on Delayed Podcast, you can email us now or later or whenever at podcast@theforce.net. So, you know, while we're talking about thanks, I want to thank Jimmy Mack, who, I tell you what, man, he just is always there.
Yeah.
With the microcasts. He has a fantastic interview up that just went up today with Anthony Daniels. Close to an hour.
Yeah.
This sucker is. And I was absolutely riveted from start to finish. And I know what you're thinking. It's Anthony Daniels. I've seen him at all the celebrations. I've read all the interviews in Star Wars Insider. And I'm thinking the same thing. I've read lots of interviews with Anthony Daniels, but Jimmy has a way of making it fresh, and he asks questions that I hadn't heard before, and they're just, it's not an interview as much as it's just a conversation.
Yeah,
it is. You know, there's a big difference between the two.
Yeah, and there's a difference between, you know, I've read a lot of interviews with Anthony Daniels, and most of the time, like they've talked about in The Force Among Us and a couple other things, it's people who are doing the interviews because, hey, we've got Anthony Daniels, would anybody do an interview with him?
Right.
This is a guy who is a fan and who, you know, really enjoys talking about Star Wars and being involved in this podcast, and we're happy that he's here, and he goes out and does the conversation, and it really takes on a different life. That's what I was thinking. It's something completely different than what
and
you
could tell that Anthony Daniels was really enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy very wisely pointed out something that I think I had thought before but have never articulated it, never really given it, you know, much more thought, is that he really did not just create the character C-3PO, but he also created the character of R2-D2
and
the way that he responded to
it.
I'm sure Kenny Baker doesn't want to hear that.
Right.
But and when Jimmy acknowledged that, Anthony Daniels kind of was quiet for a minute.
He said,
wow, thank you for that.
Yeah.
That's something that a lot of people miss. And I was creating two characters. So anyway, it's a great interview. You got to check it out. I also want to thank Casey Coleman and Jeff Penna at LucasArts, the producer and associate producer of Battlefront Renegade Squadron, which, by the way,
Don't roll away with the headphones still attached. That's a Forcecast safety rule number one.
I have in my hot little hands here a complimentary copy of Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron for the PSP, still in the shrink wrap. You can hear it in the shrink wrap that we're going to be giving away to one of you lucky live talk show listeners this week. So get ready for that. They should be going crazy in the chat now. Are they going crazy?
They are going crazy. Free PSPs, not yet. We'll still work on that. Let's see if we can get enough interest drummed up in this, and we can go to back to them and say, hey, look,
we're going to try to do this from time to time much as we can, is give away stuff. We're looking at maybe doing one of these a week, so one of these giveaways and different prize every week.
And the chat room's going crazy. Dan Curdle wants to know if he can enter to win. Of course not. Master Zarg wants to know, he says, get me a Wii and we'll talk. Hey, if I'm getting a Wii, it's not going to anybody else but this guy.
That's right.
Who's got two thumbs and is keeping it? It's me.
Well, I mean, there are certain things that, come along, like, and we got a Ralph McQuarrie book.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving that away. We're not giving that away. We'll spread the wealth whenever and wherever we can. But that one was like, no, that's a keeper.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so I want to thank those guys at LucasArts. They were great. You might want to check that out. An interview with both of them.
And fantastically done, my friend, I have to say.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Pete was kind of, because you all know I don't make any bones about it. I'm not a big gamer, although I do own and play both Battlefront games. I'm terrible at them, but Pete was kind enough to send me some questions that he thought would be good to have, and they got lost. I didn't ask any of your questions, after the interview, and yeah. I'm going down. I'm like, oh, that'd have been really good to ask.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd have been really good to ask. Like,
well, it was one of those things where I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going in there completely blind.
No, but anyway, so you check those out. The microcast, the idea is to get those out as frequently as possible. And I don't know, maybe our own Dan Curdo might be making a little microcast announcement of his own this week. I won't put him on the spot, but we'll just kind of leave it at that. Pete, speaking of putting on the spot.
Yes, Forcecast Fantasy Football fans. That's right. We did score the team to coach, as Jason is so fond of, and I love it.
It's perfect for
this. It's every generic fight song that goes on with any football team. But things are heating up in the fantasy football league. I want to call it something more creative, but league, I guess, is the only one I can.
That's what it is.
But everyone now, at this point, has a loss to their name. So, all the previously undefeated teams now have a loss.
Even Mrs. Schwa?
Even Mrs. Schwa went down this week, and even Darth Fagan went down this week. Again, the shenanigans did not show up. So, anyway, so getting to the update for this week, we are moving towards, we're a quarter of the way through, we're moving towards eventually crowning the FFL champion. And, a promotion that we ran last week, the Hawaiian Shirt Day, has gone over so well. In fact, Tom Selleck showed up in his old Magnum PI.
And the shorts, maybe? Too?
Yes, and the shorts to really push this through. So we're extending Hawaiian Shirt Day for another week.
All right.
And, there's a full rundown of Mr. Selleck's appearance at one of the games on McChelly's update for each week. And, again, he's doing a great way, doing a great service to us by bringing us up to speed on that. So, hello, hello. But anyway,
that was really strange.
Yes, we've got a couple of big games coming up this week. So make sure you check out the blog to see exactly what's going on. It's become a much tighter, much heated race. Again, nobody is running away with it, but nobody is out of it either. So,
all right.
We are running forward, and thanks to everybody. We had several submissions of the theme song to coach.
We did.
At your request, and thanks to everyone who sent those in for us and brought that in. So,
yes, we want to thank you for that, and a big thanks to Stan Stice of the Art of Ralph McQuarrie. He He was the first one with a disc.
He was the first one to get it in.
Yeah, he was the first one, but we did get a number of submissions, so thank you for that. I think it worked out nicely, don't you think?
I do.
All right, puts us all in the spirit. So the ForceCast Fantasy Football League...
Oh, wait, Jedi Schwa would like to get in, so regarding the fantasy football. So, oh. Jedi Schwa, if you're there, go ahead and pop in if you can.
Okay.
I will ramble on for a few seconds longer to see if he can get in.
I don't even...
Quick.
Okay. He wants to talk?
Yes.
Okay.
He's got big news, I think.
Big news?
Yes. So...
All right, let's see.
Either
let's
see type it or chat it or... See, now, I had to read... See, this is the problem. I had to read the story, so I had to get off the chat because the chat won't get, you know,
right,
minimized
right.
enough.
You so need a bigger screen.
Yeah, it's. I need like a 10-footer.
All right, Jedi Schwa, I'm afraid you've missed out, my friend.
Oh.
We're going to have to go into headlines, but if you get a chance...
Oh, wait, we can't go to headlines yet.
We can't.
We cannot. We have one thing that we need to do before we go to headlines.
Oh, what's that?
I can't believe you forgot about it.
What?
It is the Billy D quote.
Oh,
of the week.
My gosh. How could I forget about
How could
that?
You forget?
How could, well, all right. All right. Well, that gives Jedi Schwa just a little bit more time if
yes.
he wants to jump in. But, yes, the Billy D clip of the week. As Jimmy Mack points out, when we last were with Toussaint, he had been diagnosed with a brain aneurysm. Now we need like that soap opera, like organ music.
Doodaloo.
Now as he waits to be pushed into surgery, he talked with his favorite nurse. And I guess we're going to learn the outcome of the surgery and the fate of Toussaint next week in the season finale. Say it ain't so, the season finale of Night Shift. Now, I didn't say series finale, season finale. So here it is, Billy D as Toussaint. Sorry, that was last week's.
I was going to say, that sounds like double.
I had them stacked on there. You have to forgive me. Here we go. Billy D. General Hospital spinoff.
This surgery I'm having, how complicated is it?
Didn't Dr. Drake explain?
I'm asking you.
You have a slow intermittent bleed in your brain.
Caused by a cerebral aneurysm, that part I know.
He'll place small metal clips in front of and behind the bleed. Those clips stay in place, you'll be good to go.
Simple as that?
As simple as that.
With that much metal in my head, you think I can pick up satellite radio?
Billy D always looking for a bargain.
Yeah, coming out on top with that one.
Well, there you go. I find it interesting that he just wanted to... Just how complicated is this whole brain surgery racket?
Yes.
Pretty complicated, Billy D. Toussaint. So we will find out next week the fate of Toussaint, and thereby the fate of, really, let's face it, the show.
Yes.
He is the show. I've never watched it. I can't make that claim, but I can only imagine. So let's move in. We've got headlines coming your way right now.
I have good news for you, my lord.
That's good news.
Come closer. I have good news.
And we do have some good news for you this week. What I think is good news. Now, we wanted to report this. There it is again. Gremlins in the system.
It is. It's the gremlins.
It's that crazy owner that goes, recorded live. That guy. Anyway, we wanted to report this last week, and we thought, well, we'll just wait and see if we can get a response from Lucasfilm. And we did. There's a story on a blog, and I'm trying to think of the name of the blog, filmjerk.com.
And I don't know why we even thought that this might not be a reliable source with a name like Film Jerk.
Well,
it's
got to
be
now.
True.
Well, I. Well, what about Rebel Scum?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean,
hey, but that's an insider thing.
Well,
Film Jerk just means implies you're a film jerk,
I suppose. But still,
anyway,
you know, we had a story not too long ago about the potential titles for the Indiana Jones film, which was based on a lot of kind of insider trade, you know, the film trade type of magazines or journals or wherever they got the information of these titles that were registered with the MPAA. Well, we have some, kind of something similar here. Again, over at filmjerk.com, they have a story of a list of I think going through, gosh, the next couple of years of film release dates that have to be filed with the MPAA and whatever other governing bodies there are in film. And scheduled for, according to this, for a spring of 2009 release are the six Star Wars films in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
All six. Okay.
2009 being significant, as we talked about, because
it is the 10th anniversary of The Phantom Menace.
There it is.
So, and thereby really the 10th anniversary of the whole Star Wars renaissance. You could say. As far as the mainstream public is concerned. I mean,
yeah.
We've all been geeking out since, you know, well, we never stopped geeking out, some of us. There was a dark time, though. anyway, so we did a little checking, or, you know, the folks at theforce.net did, and this is what we got from Lucasfilm. At this time, Lucasfilm Limited has no definitive plans or dates for releasing the Star Wars saga in 3D. While this is still a project that intrigues us, Lucasfilm's focus is on the production of our animated Star Wars television series, the next Indiana Jones adventure, and other entertainment projects.
From the horse's mouth.
Well, do you buy it?
I buy it just along the lines of, you know, again, I don't think they have any definitive plans. I think, again, we've talked about it a number of times on the show. They're awaiting the film industry to catch up.
Are they?
Or, well...
I believe it. I totally believe it.
You think they're not going to totally do anything with it?
No. I think 09 is going to bring the 3D releases. I do.
I think there are enough
theaters, enough digital theaters out there to where they can justify it. It's going to be limited release. Granted, it's going to be probably tough to get tickets. You're going to have to go to, you know, another city to go to see it. In a lot of cases,
we'll be going at least 2 hours, regardless of where it is.
Probably it'll either be in Cleveland or
Columbus or Pittsburgh
or one
of those places. We're going to have to go to find it. So, but you know, that's just kind of the way it is. And again, like we've talked about, if the availability is there, and we know that they've already started trying to do it. You know, our good friend Daniel Franco had talked to Rick McCallum, and he's actually seen parts that they've done it. So we know that they're attempting it. I don't think they would just give up just because they go, man, a couple of theaters aren't going to have it. So
no, they know,
and it's going to be the hot ticket. There's no doubt about it. If there's one franchise that's going to bring people out in droves to try out this new technology, see it in this new way.
Well, how else are you going to get, you know, millions of people to go see The Phantom Menace again?
Right.
I mean, I mean, let's be honest.
That's true.
You know what I mean? We have it on DVD.
Yeah.
Yeah,
nobody's going to the theater to see a re-release of The Phantom Menace in its standard form.
Exactly. But they will
TV
go see
is
it.
Caught up enough with that, so that's not going to happen. But if it's 3D, if it's a new format, I mean, again, like we talked about last year, we went to see, almost the same time last year, we went to see A Nightmare Before Christmas. Something that we had seen, you know, a number of times before, but we saw it because it was in this new
It was like
technology.
Seeing it again for the first time.
All right.
It was great.
Yeah.
I do think that it's going to happen. I think that it'll probably happen in 09. It makes perfect sense. 10th anniversary of Phantom Menace. Again, the only way you're going to get people to go in there is to mix it up. And they know that they have nothing to lose by releasing it. They're not going to lose revenue.
Right.
You know, there's no way. So while Lucasfilm is still kind of and they say, look, at this time we have no definitive plans. Well, according to over there at Film Jerk, and according to what he's unearthed, it's saying spring.
Well, and that could be the same thing as, you know, when we talked about Indiana Jones, they registered six names for the film,
right,
just to make sure that they were out there. So it could be, hey, we're just throwing this out there just in case it does come around and it might happen. So hey, check real quick because I think. After much chatter in the thing, they are set up to actually get Jedi Schwa in here.
He is still not in the queue to call. He must queue up to call.
Let's see. I'm out there.
Wait a minute. Okay, my hunch is there he is. All right. We'll bring him on here. Jedi Schwa, you are on with the Force Cast after much ado.
Oh, yes. It takes me a while to figure things out.
Do I need to play the coach theme song again for you?
Yeah, actually, I think I'd like that.
There we go.
All right. Well, at least he's honest. All right. There's a little bit of it for you. Can you still hear us?
Oh, I can still hear you. And now I feel I'm more in a football mood again.
There we go.
All right, you wanted to comment about the state of the ForceCast Fantasy Football League.
Well, just a couple comments. You know, first of all, I am playing the Absolutely Shenanigans this week. And I just wanted to let Pete know not to get too comfortable with his 29-point spread that he's got over my team. You're not going to win by more than 40 or 50 points, so don't you worry.
Yeah, well, I'll make sure to let you know if I do.
So I do not have the football savvy of Mrs. Schwa, so not quite as quick on the football, but
she's got it down.
She did go down last week. She was very disappointed in that. I couldn't stop from the computer all weekend. I've been talking to the effervescent McChelly lately here, and we've been talking about our championship football trophy. So just a quick message to all the ForceCast Fantasy team owners, who looked great in their Hawaiian shirts last week, of course. Well, we're going to be putting the trophy, the championship trophy, together and send it to the winner.
Oh, you're serious about that?
Wow.
We are serious about that. We are going to get it together. So what we would like to request is that everyone in the league send in one small item for their team to add to the trophy. If they just want to get on the forum and, send me a private message, they can give me their emails and I'll give them my address where to send all this stuff if they're interested. Okay. If they're not interested, of course, I'll just find something for them. But we thought this would be kind of a fun way for everybody to participate in the trophy and really want to get it. So.
Yeah, and I think that'll look really great on my mantle when I get it.
I'm not going to win, but I'm counting on Mrs. Schwa to get it for me, so I think it's going to look pretty good here. So.
See, that's the problem with me. It just comes out of me. I can't even stop myself. This trash talk. It just comes out no matter what. That's a great idea. I'm glad you guys are doing that, and you can look forward to receiving my 10th grade band trophy to put on top of that.
I was just talking.
I have got an extra large hot glue gun, so I'll stick it right on there. It'd be great.
All right, man. Well, hey, thanks very much. Anything? Do you care to comment about the rumors of a 2009 3D release of the saga?
Oh, I'm already in line. I'm actually calling you from the line.
Well, there it is. So, it doesn't get much more official than that.
If I could get someone else to get in line with me so I could take a restroom break, because it's been like 2 days, so that'd be great.
Oh, man, you're killing me tonight. All right, Jedi Schwa, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And hey, Schwa, now that you know and you know how to get on here, make sure you're here as often as you can be, but also help out any of those others in the chat room, because I am of no help whatsoever in trying to figure out this thing. I was still going, what's the request to talk button when you guys were already on? So I appreciate everybody out there.
If I can track my steps on it, all the buttons I pushed on my phone, I'll let them know. So.
All right, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you guys. Doing a great job. Thanks for all the great podcasts this week. It's filling up my iPod. It's fantastic.
Awesome. Glad you're enjoying it. We do it for you. Thanks so much.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
You too. Well, there you go. Nice to have folks like Jedi Schwa around, you know? Let's see. What were we talking about? He mentioned McChelly. So McChelly, of course, is a good friend here of the ForceCast and also a great poster over there at theforce.net, and a resident, luckily enough, of Florida, the great sunny, warm state of Florida, as I deal with my annual cough that I'll have till May.
Yes.
But at any rate, he has been able to confirm what many touted as just being rumors. Now, mm-hmm. You remember the site we were quoting from a number of weeks ago? I don't know the name of it, but then we got some, hey, kind of, you know, be careful who you're talking, who you're quoting there. This guy's been known to be a fountain of misinformation. But in a recent update, Pete, that you got from McChelly, he has been able to confirm some of these changes happening.
Yes.
Over at or down in Disney World. So you want to kind of give us an idea what he was able to confirm?
Yes, and I do have to say that I really appreciate this more than you can say, because he was actually there with his wife and they were celebrating.
Mrs. Chelly.
Mrs. Chelly. And they were celebrating an anniversary. So everything that he, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm sure he dedicated all his time to.
The last one, probably.
Right. To his wife. But, you know, it is a compulsion for all of us that you know, if you're anywhere where there might be something Star Wars, you have to kind of duck out and see and go what's on. But just as his updates, he said they've officially begun building the permanent stage for the Jedi Training Academy, which will become a daily show. He looked through the doors and an opening through the barrier.
Well, Mick's a big guy.
Right.
No one's going to tell Mick, don't look through the barrier.
Right. He does have that way of being able to tell him to make that look like, hey, I'm supposed to be here. So,
right, right.
And he says he looked through it, and it looks like the stage is an exact replica of the Endor bunker shield doors where Han tried to hotwire the doors to get into the bunker in Return of the Jedi. Mm. So it looks great. The stage is directly in front of with a short set of steps and side ramp to allow kids easy access to take part in the academy sessions. The store, the noted store, which is located by the Star Tours attraction, really ramped up its merchandise and has a lot of pieces to really reflect the combination and the exclusiveness of what's going on and their combo. So they have gotten out some of the Disney characters dressed as Star Wars characters.
We've seen the updates to the photo archives at
right.
Rebel Scum.
Yep. So we've got the Donald as Han, the Mickey as Luke, Minnie as Leia, Goofy as Vader, and Stitch as the Emperor. And they had a couple other of the items. The Mr. Potato Head line is continuing to expand. They've got Spudda Fett and Darth Mash, which of course is Darth Maul. And there's a lot of good, great Star Wars hats and shirts, he said, that are really combining the two.
Those clever kids at Hasbro, I tell you what.
Yep. And the Disney cast members are starting to wear the Jedi robes around the merchandising area, and it looks like the nearby food court is about to be converted from general movie props to Star Wars focused replicas.
Again, that's another rumor that was stated on that, that guy's site.
Yeah, Mick secretly co-opted, he was running a double mission,
right.
And I hope we didn't get him in too much trouble as he was trying to peek through the barriers and see what was going on, but it's good to hear that all these are definitely moving forward, and they're all things that we've talked about and that we were hoping were going to be true, and now that it looks like they're actually moving them forward. So.
Well, I got to get those figures.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're just too cool.
Yeah.
So maybe Mick will be kind enough to... Well, he was gracious enough to get the Yoda and Mickey 2-pack that... I guess there are still a few floating around down there. He was able to pick one of those up for me. And that came out a couple years ago, I think, or maybe last year.
Yeah.
So I was glad to have that. And although I could just bug Dan Curto. He's taken pictures of him, so maybe he has them.
Something tells me that he's not sharing either. Again, if there's anybody who's keeping that stuff...
Yeah, it's Dan.
It's Dan.
you know, we've mentioned here on the Forcecast before, and of course, being powerful...
And Dan did just check in and say that, yes, he has them all.
Oh, of course he does. And, you know, of course, as powerful and influential members of the Forcecast, of the Star Wars media, we do like to poke fun at our friends in the mainstream media and how they just have these standardized templates of how they report Star Wars news. So... We've had the interview with George Lucas in TV Guide, which is, I'm not really sure how we're going to market this exactly. It's a little too mature for the little kids and blah, blah, blah. So how does the mainstream media pick up on this? The headline. Why can't George Lucas get the Clone Wars out on TV?
I love it. It made me laugh as soon as I heard it.
I saw it picked up by a number of different sites through Google News, and it's funny because the story had nothing to do with him not being able to. He's yet to shop this thing around. He doesn't know who to shop it around.
Right, and the only one who's worried about it is everyone else. He's not. He is not at all worried.
Right,
because ultimately he's going to get it on a network. And if he doesn't, and he goes with an offer and says, hey, this is the offer, you take it or leave it, and they leave it, he goes, I'll just make my own network.
Yeah.
And
that would be cool. His own network would be great.
How could that be terrible?
Is there enough material for a Lucasfilm network?
They could play all the young Indiana Jones stuff. They could play all the Indiana Jones movies. They could play Red Tails. they could play the Star Wars movies.
Yeah, you know, something tells me that Lucas needs to be more concerned about this Red Tails project, finding a distributor for that thing.
He hasn't really
he does anything Star Wars.
Yeah. But no, I think there certainly would be enough material for that kind of stuff. I mean, I can't remember off the top of my head the amount of material that they have for the young Indiana Jones stuff. I mean, they could run that all the time.
I don't know that although this partnership with Disney, who knows?
And we've got a lot of great talk this week about the debate about where it should end up and where it's going to go. As the Jawa said, it would be great to just show up on the force.net. Yeah, YouTube.
We got a new microcast we'd like to introduce to you.
Yeah.
A little thing called Clone Wars.
Yes.
Would you like to see it? Can you imagine?
Want to see it? Here it goes.
So we just got a kick out of the way that it was reported. I mean, we all read the same story.
Yeah.
And, the conclusion that I came to was, they're kind of scratching their heads. They don't know who to shop it to yet. They don't know who's going to pick it up. But the idea that there's no takers for this is absurd.
Oh, it's
ridiculous. I think it was Dan Curto that actually responded to an email we got saying, look, you know, these networks are going to be falling all over themselves to get a hold of this.
Yeah.
They'll worry about what time to put it on and how they're going to market it later. They just want the ink on the paper between them and Lucas. So.
Right.
But
and they
still
know it's
funny.
A gold mine, and he's going to probably, you know, he always talks about how this is going to be different from any other any other television series, and it's probably going to be price tag that way, and I'm sure he's going to have a take it or leave it deal that's going to be astronomical, but everyone knows it's a gold mine,
right?
Everybody knows,
and it's clear. I think it's clear from the trailer that the quality is absolutely there.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
And he's having fun with it, and he's got great people that are involved with it. So I think it's actually, it's just a matter of time of and Lucas's own preference on where it ends up. It has nothing to do with all these people going, whoa, we don't want to get our hands on that train wreck.
well, you know, I was thinking about this. I was thinking the story when this thing premieres, I think, is going to be Star Wars cartoon better than the films.
Wow.
I really do.
Bold statement.
I really do.
I'm going to pull up the chat right now just to make sure that I'm figuring out what's going on with that. But
I'm talking mainly about the prequels. I think that you're going to have a lot of people that were less than satisfied with the prequels that see this, and they're going to go, wow.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah, I think it's really going to pull a different element to the story to it, and it's going to be a lot of things that...
That the prequels were not able to be. Let's be fair.
Right. They had to tell that specific story arc, and they couldn't delve into some of the things that, a lot of us, as the EU has evolved and everything else that's gone along has come through.
Right.
Those didn't get to be a part of it. And and we see those great characters. You know, it's the whole Boba Fett scenario.
Yeah, these are going to be like little microcasts.
You know, 20 seconds of screen time in Empire Strikes Back, and he's the most popular character. Or one of the most popular characters, I should say, because that's how it goes.
Well, and George has admitted, had he known, how well the character of Boba Fett was going to, take off, that he would have probably given him a little more screen time. Yeah. You know, he's no dummy.
Right.
But anyway, so there's the story. George Lucas, he can't get his show sold.
I feel for him. I really do.
All right, this next story, I really do, I don't even know what to say. This came from John in Los Angeles. He sent this to us. Says, I've been listening to your show since I discovered it before C4. I'm a big fan. Just wanted to forward you this amazing story about an X-Wing model that actually flies. As Star Wars fans, this is something we've all dreamed about, and now it is a reality. And yes, it is a 21-foot-long X-wing model.
21 feet. I mean, that's as close to actual size as
it
looks
very
like it
close.
Anyway.
I mean, if you've been to any of the conventions and you're familiar with the big life size X-wing that gets brought around, this is pretty close as far as size goes. I mean, not exactly, but it looks really impressive. This thing is a model rocket. It will launch sometime in October.
I believe they've set it for next week. So
next week.
Yeah.
If only the Forcecast could be there. Where's it going to be? Somewhere warm, I'm sure.
Yes, I'm sure somewhere warm, and hopefully with good winds to pick up the
Right. Not Canton or Chicago. I'm certain of that.
Well, everything goes to Chicago. That's why Jimmy's having so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, that's just not another microcast coming your direction in the next couple of weeks. But no, I have a bad feeling about this.
Well, I mean, can't tell. Is there going to be a pilot in this thing?
I hope not.
Are they putting a person in this?
I would think for the trial run. No, it's actually, well.
Is it radio controlled?
It says RC.
Okay, so it's radio controlled. It will, as, well, let's see. I don't know if it's going to make that noise or not.
That's a flyby.
You never know what
these. Hot the chatter, red toe.
Red button standing by. Yes. Red fox standing by.
It will have parachute recovery technology.
Uh-huh. Something that Jack Porkins could have used.
Yeah, I can't wait to see video on this because I believe it will fly, but, you know, going from my own experience, you know, these are people who are engineers and know what they're doing. They know aerospace technology. They know, you know, wind dynamics and all those kinds of things. I don't. And after all of the failed paper airplanes that I made in my day, I kept trying, but all the ones that just refused to fly, I'm just worried. Well, I'm just concerned.
They've got let's see. They used an electric motor from an RC helicopter, reducing its 40,000 revolutions per minute to generate enough torque to move those massive wings. Still, the wings will take 35 seconds to travel from open to closed. Hopefully, they will be able to change that before the flight ends so they can get the full effect in the air. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We'll have the link on our show notes.
The Wright brothers, they started similar, so we can only hope this is the first step.
I'm still waiting for the flying car.
Yeah, well.
I mean, weren't we supposed to have that?
We do have that. Don't you remember? I rammed it into the sidewall at the Where Science Meets Imagination exhibit.
Where Jimmy is now.
Yes.
Hanging with Anthony Daniels.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. Well, don't go anywhere. We've got some collecting news with the one and only collecting guru, Dan Curto. We'll be back in just a short break.
This is the Weekly Forcecast with Jason and Pete.
Okay. If you don't want a gift, at least let me buy you a beer or lunch or something.
When Han Solo returns to the Death Star in the Millennium Falcon and shoots down the TIE fighters and saves the rebel cause, do you think he does so for a free beer?
The galaxy is listening.
A fine addition to my collection.
Hey, what are you trying to push on us?
He's worth a lot to me.
Action figures each sold separately.
Yeah.
We know we played that clip last week, but we're playing it tonight because we realize that this is a special Thursday edition of the Forcecast, and in just a few moments, The Office will be coming on. So,
shh. Don't tell him.
Yeah, all of a sudden the chat is gone. There's nobody there. But
well, that would be unfortunate because we do have and are joined by Dan Curto. Dan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Good to be here.
All right. So I know that you definitely wanted to be on the program tonight. You were excited to tell us some scoops that you have, but first we want to talk about the fans' choice vote. The winners have been announced.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Let's throw that, man. I know your favorite one.
Oh yes, oh yes. Well, why don't you, Dan? Can you run down the list for us?
Oh yeah, sure. The favorites of the Saga Legends 2008 Fans' Choice Vote were, drumroll please, the Shadow Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Which is not at all a surprise, because that was the number one choice from the last round. So, not a surprise there, really.
No, not on this end either.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a good choice. It was hard to get, you know, it was expensive last time, and people want to army-build troops, right? So,
right.
Not a bad choice, really.
Right. I have nightmares of these Shadow Trooper
Right. Oh, well, then let's just skip a couple, because the next Shadow Trooper is the Shadow Clone Trooper.
Yes.
But they
from
at least
Utapau,
put some...
which was another overpriced exclusive from Target.
Yes.
You know, I'm just waiting for, like, the Shadow Cody, the Shadow R2-D2, the Shadow Chewbacca. You know, everybody's going to be shadowed at some point.
That was actually the subject of a great video made by Talas Jawa. They did a riff on that whole, on my whole hatred of the Shadow Trooper. You got to check that out. Are any humans?
Let's just finish off the clones here. Commander Neo, he was one. That was a good choice in a way because, you know, the only way to get him was in that battle pack with the two speeder bikes. And Neo's troops actually have the same armor as Neo, so if you want an army build, that's not a bad choice.
Okay. All right.
Then there's the next one, which I don't understand the appeal. It's the Covert Ops Clone Trooper, which was the gray camouflage monstrosity with purple stripes on it. This was the ugly-ass clone trooper that nobody ever saw anywhere, and it was a exclusive, overpriced figure that people want an army to build for some reason.
So you're like a huge fan of this figure.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, this is why Hasbro opened it up to the public to see what they wanted. And basically what they wanted is troops.
Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah. Yep.
But one human did get in, and that was Zev Sineska, which was available in the Snowspeeder last year, which was, again, a Target exclusive. And people said, hey, we want that separately.
Great to see a character like that on a single card. That is what turns me on.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I like when some of these, you know, characters that were only available in vehicles and whatnot get on the single card. That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, I personally would have liked to have seen an alien or two, or at least just one alien instead of all clones. But you know, this is what the public wanted, so hopefully they'll sell.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. I mean, I go into the stores now from time to time, and I see big holes in the, you know, on the pegs. So I know that this stuff is moving.
It definitely is. Yeah. In fact, there was one that came out last night, that a variant that even I didn't know about, was a Sand Trooper, clean armor, white pauldron. Didn't even know it was out there. Somebody wrote in, sent in a picture, and I'm thinking, did somebody swap this? Or is this a real figure? You know, and I got like a dozen emails when I woke up this morning of people saying, oh, no, I have it too.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's one to be
and,
looking
Well, the force was with me today because I went out to Walmart and I found it.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, and immediately took it home in the fastest photo archive session ever. I shot pictures of it and put it up on the site. Bam, there you go.
Great. That's awesome. Well, that's good. I'm still holding out for the Hermie Odal.
Hermie Odal's out there.
Yeah,
he's coming in your next wave.
No, Hermie Odal he's in wave 5, and good news, wave 4, 5, and 6 are all shipping now.
Fantastic.
Excellent.
They're all showing up now, so we're getting bombarded with figures after months of much.
You know, I just got an email from Entertainment Earth, and that's right, wave 5 is on its way to me now. But I lose track. I order these things, you know, months in advance. Like, Dan, I just ordered the first assortment of 2008. I pre-ordered.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, this is insane.
That's right. That was announced last week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I order these things so far in advance. It's a whole new thing, experience, when I get them in the mail, because I've totally forgotten what's in it.
Well, we were able to get pictures of them all. A buddy of mine had ordered them online. And he actually got wave 6 before he got wave 5. So he let me borrow them, and I shot them for the photo archive. And people were like, why do you have 6 up first? I'm like, that's the order I got them in. I'll tell you.
Well, how did he? Where did he order them from, do you know?
One of the online stores. He didn't find them on the shelves.
Okay. All right. Well, mine are getting released in order. They're getting sent to me in order. Maybe I didn't jump on them fast
you
enough.
You think.
I think, yeah.
You hope.
Yeah. But, you said that you had some news for us. What do you got for us this week?
Well, let me call up my list here. Here's a little bit of scoop. I think I'm going to reveal only a teaser tonight because of what we were talking about the other day.
Right. Do we want to tell the folks what we're talking about doing? Finally?
Yeah, go ahead. Yep.
Well, you know, when we started this show, it was very clear to us that one area where we always knew we could improve was our coverage of collecting news. And you know, there's a reason, folks, why you have the Force.net and Rebel Scum. Because to cover both and cover both effectively, it's difficult. So, you know, Rebel Scum is the collecting hub, and TFN is like the New York Times of Star Wars news, in a sense. And so what we're doing, and Dan has finally agreed to, we are going to be releasing, or we're going to announce tonight, that there will be a collecting microcast with Dan Curto, hosted by Dan Curto, and those will be dropping shortly. The first one, I think, will be dropping pretty soon. And this is going to be a regular thing. So we're really excited about it. We wanted Dan to do this for some time, and he had to wait until his schedule got a little less crazy with of course, convention season now being over. He's able to do that. So, Dan, welcome to the family. You've always been a part of the Forcecast, but it's awesome that you're going to be stepping it up.
Well, thanks. Yeah, there's I got one more convention coming up, actually, later this month, that I hopefully will have some news to share with everybody.
All right. Well, what's the news that you can give us here on the Forcecast?
Well, here's a little hint as to what we here. I should preface this, okay? As always, these are rumors. They may or may not be true. There's no official word. These are from some of my rebel spies, so to speak. Okay, and it's a look into what 2008 may or may not be bringing us.
Okay.
Okay.
You're talking about May 2008 now.
No, they're just the 2008 line. We've
oh, the
seen
2008
wave
line.
One,
okay, right, okay.
Right?
Right.
Which the theme for that is obviously Revenge of the Sith.
Right. Right. Now,
right?
Dan, I wanted to ask you about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's go.
We've got, are these, the Obi-Wan and the Anakin, are these retooled? Are they brand new? What are we looking at? Because there's something I like about them, and I can't figure it out. I mean, the photos aren't that great, but what do we
right.
know about them?
From what I can see, the Anakin is the same as the Evolutions figure.
Okay.
There might be some tweaks made to it, but it looks to be pretty much the Evolutions Episode 3 Anakin, which everybody's been asking for.
Right, it's not a bad thing.
Right, and so actually they're calling it Darth Vader, because when on Mustafar he was technically Darth Vader at the time.
Right,
so,
right.
That name.
Right.
It looks like to me the Obi-Wan is based on the figure that we've been seeing for the past couple years, but now it has soft goods for the skirt.
Yeah.
So he can sit better in the ships.
Okay, all right.
It might have some added articulation, but like I said, the picture that we've seen so far, kind of small, but that's what it looks like to me anyway.
All right. Well, those two I liked. I was excited to see those. I don't know if it's just the way they have them posed or whatever, but they looked like a little bit better figure. Now knowing that that's the Anakin from Evolutions, that explains it. Now if we can just get the Episode 2 Evolutions Anakin on a single card, that would be great.
Right. Now the other new figure in the wave is called a Mustafar Panning Droid.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Which is really neat looking. I mean, it's sort of a, you know, obscure droid that you probably wouldn't think they would release as a figure, but it looks really cool.
Yeah, it does look cool. It does look cool. I mean, I got to be honest, Dan, to me, it strikes me more as an add-on than it does a single-carded figure.
Right.
But if you know, if I was in this, you know, I order these things by the case, so I get what I get. But if I was in the stores, as cool as it is, it just it strikes me more as a pit droid than it does, you know. Of course, I don't know. I mean, I'm not dissing it. I think it's cool.
No.
But I don't know about it being you know, a single figure.
The important thing about that droid is that he comes with a base that you can stand Obi-Wan and Anakin on top of. So you need two of them to fight on the lava pit.
Oh, okay.
Right. I gotcha.
So it is a part of this whole accessory thing.
Yeah, kind of. Okay, now here's a little bit of rumor, shall we say. That Mustafar droid was not originally planned for that wave.
Hmm.
From what I'm told, there's another character from episodes 3 that was planned and was pulled because it's going to be released in the Clone Wars line. So instead, they put in the lava droid.
All right, so we're talking about it.
How true this is, I don't know, but
we're talking about a Revenge of the Sith character that was pulled because it's going to end up in the Clone Wars line, allegedly here. So they pulled it and they inserted they put the droid from Mustafar. Okay, and you're not talking about what your speculation is.
I think maybe I'll sit on that one for a little bit. Let people speculate.
More reason to listen to the microcast, right?
That's right.
Well, I like the 2-1B medic droid. I think that looks really cool.
It does.
And
the Kashyyyk trooper has a flip top visor, which I don't think anybody knew about before. So that was kind of neat little detail.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be kind of, you know, is Hasbro in a place now, Dan, where that's pretty much just expected on these troopers, these kinds of things, removable helmets and flip-up visors?
Right, I think so. I think there's a lot of people that like that idea, but, I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like it, too. So I kind of dig it. I like the removable helmets.
Yeah, I mean, the way I am with the removable helmets is as long as it doesn't ruin the integrity of the way the figure looks,
right.
I'm fine with it. Like, when they were finally able to pull off the removable helmet Vader, like, this is great, because he looks just as good with the helmet on as he does off.
Right.
There
was one that I just pulled out. I just opened the Snowtrooper from the tins that came out that had the removable helmet, and I didn't even realize that he had a removable helmet until I pulled it out and accidentally pulled the head off. And I started to panic for a second, but that, you know, it looks great, and it doesn't, you know, the helmet looks fantastic, and as long as that's the way it is, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I agree. More than I can say for ankle joints. But I digress. So, all right, so is that now, what else can you tell us about 2008?
That's wave one.
Okay, all right.
So that's
right.
Based on Revenge of the Sith, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now future waves, from what I'm told, will be based on episode 2. Okay, there's going to be a Jabba's Palace / Tatooine based wave.
Okay.
So, you know, some characters from Jabba's Palace, some characters from maybe Cantina, Mos Eisley, whatever. There's a Death Star wave in the works, and an Endor wave.
Okay.
Which we learned at C4, the Endor wave will contain 2 Ewoks.
Right. Now, will they be packaged together, Dan?
Yes, they will.
All right.
And from what my suspicions are, they will be Lumet and a female Ewok with little baby Walklings.
Oh. My wife's going to love that. Oh, the Walklings.
The Walklings.
That's cute. Well, maybe they should put an Ewok burning up in this fire that's underneath this lava miner droid. It might actually it might make it worth the $6 they're going to make me pay for it. No, it looks like a cool figure.
Now, this is going to continue through the summer. And then in the fall, the Clone Wars will basically take over. Well, and I think we talked about that last time when I was on the show before.
Dan, what are we going to expect from the packaging in 08? They're continuing the 30th anniversary style, right?
That's my understanding. The coins will be removed. The numbering will start over at 1. And instead of the coins, there'll be the bases. That, you remember the rectangular bases from last year?
Yes, mm-hmm. And then you could order
plates on them. They're going to be those again.
Okay, the same ones that you could order sets of, right?
Correct.
Okay, those are great bases, by the way. I really like.
Yeah, they're really nice.
I love the fact they got the logos on, and the fact that they've got, you know, even an EU base. Great.
Right.
Great. I didn't put the stickers on mine. Dan, did you put the stickers on yours?
I haven't put the stickers on. No, I kind of just left the sheet alone.
Yeah, I did.
Well, you don't even open your figures. So.
Wait a minute, I have a whole case.
That's true. You do have a whole case, so
I don't open.
I open all mine up and stick them in the Ultorama. So.
Oh, all right, Dan. We got to get you over to Jimmy Mack's pad. I mean, it's you got to see the way he's got his figures displayed. I know you've probably seen a lot of great collections in your day, but Jimmy Mack's collection is just killer, especially the way he's got it displayed. It's just
cool.
It's very, very dramatic. What else? So what else you got for us?
Okay, so here's the other big rumor that came up a couple weeks ago. You know, back at Toy Fair, we saw those figures for The Force Unleashed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then Force Unleashed, the game, got postponed.
Right.
Right? So the wave was pulled back, and that repaint wave 7.5 was created. And The Force Unleashed was pushed back until the spring of next year.
Right.
Mm. From what I'm told, there will be more than one wave of The Force Unleashed.
Well, you think Ooh. They'll have their own unique packaging, Dan?
I'm not sure about the packaging. I don't think it'll come with coins, but it'll be included in the 2008 line, whatever that name is going to be. It should be a part of the line.
Coin is truly a four-letter word to the folks at Hasbro, is it not, at this point?
Yeah, they've had a lot of problems with it.
Well, I really like the coins. I think they dress up the packaging. I think they provide something that's really fun to collect. It's just a shame that they can't get it to the point where they're comfortable with it, because as far as any of the other pack-ins, it's been my favorite pack-in. Well, there was the Comtech chip, the battle droids, the overseas, you know, battle droids, that was kind of cool. It'd be nice to if they would do something like that, but then you're paying really for two figures, and I don't know.
Yada yada.
Yeah, it's a tough call. But of all of the pack-ins, the coin has been my favorite. What's really been the story with that, Dan? It's just quality control issues.
There were issues with that in the very beginning of production, and I believe that it's all been worked out now. However, you know, we had several months where there were really no new figures coming out. Now we're getting waves 4, 5, and 6 right on top of each other.
Mm, right.
And so they're getting caught up, but, I mean, we're going to be bombarded with new figures over the next few months.
Wow. It's raining
Which,
figures.
For a guy like me, that's just fine.
But, right. My pocketbook tends to...
Yeah,
cry a little bit, cry a couple tears, but
yeah, especially when I order these cases, you know, months in advance, and then all of a sudden, like, three of them ship in 1 month, and my wife gets the credit card bill, and she's like, "What?" And that's exactly what she sounds like too.
And kind of how mine sounds.
but anyway, I mean, no, but it's still fun to see them. I mean. One little thing. It's that one thing that just keeps me going as a fan in a lot of ways, is getting new figures.
Yeah.
It's that one thing that I always have to look forward to.
You know, seeing them in the stores, even if you already have them, it's always cool to see them in the stores kind of swinging there and tempting you with another purchase.
Dan, I don't know if you have this. I know Pete's had this experience, and I've had it many, many times. Going into the stores and helping out a mom with a little kid there to try to find a certain figure, and I've just noticed every time I go into the stores, more and more I see, you know, 6, 7, 8-year-old kids there at the pegs.
Right. Yeah. Oh, kids are always looking, but you know who they're looking for? They're looking for the main characters. They're looking for R2, Darth Vader.
That's right.
You know, they're looking for those characters that collectors say, "Oh God, here comes another Darth Vader." Right.
Yeah.
That's,
right.
That's, kids won. This is something that, you know, Hasbro has said many times.
They're not looking for Hermie Odell.
Although I will say,
he is. Ethan Mon. Remember, I said before, I'm on record as saying Ethan Mon, I thought, was a shoo-in for Saga Legends.
Right?
And he didn't win. I'm floored. I'd rather see him instead of that monstrosity of a covert ops stormtrooper.
You know, Dan, I gotta agree with you. I'm looking at the photo, and where did that originally appear? Was that in a battle pack?
What's that? The purple and gray thing?
Oh, that was an exclusive?
No, that was a Star Wars shop exclusive.
Did we pass that up, Pete?
We did, in fact.
Because Pete usually gets me my Star Wars shop exclusives, and we must have passed that one up. Well, I'm glad we
yes,
did.
Yes, we did. Certainly we did.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, it is. It's just not even a good-looking figure.
Considering it to be part of Mace Windu's battalion. Mm. But, Mace Windu's group... They have their own look, which is way better than this thing.
Yeah, whatever makes them feel better, you know, whatever helps them.
But you know what? If it sells and people want to buy it, I'm not going to, you know, fault them for it because I'll be buying the Zev Seneska, right?
That's right.
There you go.
Well, Dan, one of the
and
things...
And you can use them for customs.
Right. That's right. If you're, yeah, Jimmy's got some customs too that you need to look at. Those are pretty cool. he was trying to quit smoking at the time, or well, did quit smoking at the time, and he was stressing out, needed something to do with his hands, and so he started customizing figures.
Did some really great ones,
and yeah, he did do some good ones. But Dan, I want to talk real quick about.
Okay, you want some more?
Oh yes, if you've got more. All right.
I'll give you a little bit more. I'll save the rest for another time. But
yeah, once you get him talking.
I know we're starting to run long here.
No, go ahead.
The Force Unleashed figures. Now, in Celebration Europe, the actor who plays the Secret Apprentice confirmed that his figure is coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, nobody's seen it yet, but we know it's coming.
Right.
Well, in the latest issue of Toy Fair Magazine, they reveal that there will also be an Emperor Palpatine in this line that shoots Force lightning from his fingers.
Oh.
And that,
really?
That is something that I don't think anybody's really caught on to yet, because I haven't seen it posted anywhere.
Emperor Palpatine shooting Force lightning from his fingers, 3 3/4 line.
Yeah, probably another snap on, you know, like they've done in the past, but okay. Hopefully it'll be a really nice articulated Emperor Palpatine, because that's what people have been asking for.
Other than that hideous pea-head Palpatine with that ginormous cloak around his head?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
I know how much you like that figure, and
I so wanted. I didn't get a chance. I you know, Daryl was a busy guy, but I just wanted to go and say, Daryl,
what was happening here?
You got to lose. You got to lose that mold. You got to somehow burn it, destroy it.
Yes,
it's just awful. All right, so what else you got?
Well, okay, we'll end with this. The when the Clone Wars picks up. Right. Obviously, you can probably figure out some of the characters because it's in this time period we're all familiar with.
Yeah.
Right. From what I've been told, and I've been hearing rumors on this ever since Toy Fair back in February. Really, we're looking in the Clone Wars line, like 40 to 50 different figures.
In that okay? line,
40 to 50.
In the line itself, and I'm talking like pack-ins for vehicles, deluxe figures, regular carded figures, lots of clones, lots of battle droids, repacks of the Clone Wars vehicles. Some of the most popular ones are rumored to be possibly coming out again.
Okay. Well, now that's very exciting. It kind of begs the question of, is this going to be a line of repacks? Or are they looking at this as an opportunity to reboot and go back and revisit some of these characters?
From what I suspect, there will be a lot of attention paid on some of the main characters, redoing them, right? Mm-hmm. There are some brand new characters that are coming out. Now, if you recall from the last round of The Legend, Dirge was pulled, right? So I would not be surprised to see a Dirge on the speeder bike re-release.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it wouldn't really be fun if you didn't have Obi-Wan, right?
Right.
Obi-Wan Kenobi in clone armor.
A good one?
Yeah. Just me. Yeah,
No snap-on armor?
Good one.
Right.
Yeah, but Obi-Wan in clone armor on speeder bike.
What about a shirtless Palpatine?
What?
No.
Well, I was thinking, are we going to get any more of these shirtless characters? We've got the shirt.
Only if he's in his shadow armor.
You should have seen the look on Pete's face as soon as...
That's like one of the worst things I could possibly think of.
Well, you know, maybe he's training.
Like, if I'm trying to make sure that, you know, nothing goes wrong in a particular region, that might be what I think of, is shirtless Palpatine. That is the most unattractive thing I could think of.
I was just looking at the 2008 Wave 1, and it comes with a repack of the shirtless Anakin. I was just thinking, gosh, who knows what we're going to get with this Clone Wars line. It's wacky.
I will say that there's a huge difference between Hayden Christensen shirtless and Ian McDiarmid shirtless.
You know what I want to know?
What's that?
If Anakin is shirtless in Revenge of the Sith, where did those tattoos go? He got the tattoos in the Clone Wars. Where'd they go?
They evaporate.
Did they just fall off?
Yeah. Well, that's going to be in the new DVD. Oh. That's going to be in the 3D edition. You're going to see the 3D tattoos.
Yes.
Ah.
Although I just saw a picture of Hayden Christensen recently. I want to know where all the muscles went.
I mean, he doesn't have to fight.
He was hanging and banging
Ewan
in the
McGregor
gym.
Anymore. So
right. Now he looks like, you know, one of those models, you know, one of those kind of, you know, never know which, you know, well, never mind. That's another podcast. Never mind.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, Dan, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about real quick too is the microcast. You're going to be doing a collecting microcast, and I think it's really cool because there's a lot of times that we get emails here at the Forcecast, you know, asking us very specific collecting questions, and it's great that they're able to that you're able to jump on there and answer those. But I mean, through the microcast, you're also going to be able to answer a lot of these questions and you know, maybe get some voicemails and things like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if people have questions, please send them on in. I'd be happy to do what I can.
Right, and you can do that podcast at theforce.net. Dan, do you want to give out your other email address, or is podcast at theforce.net going to get it for you?
That'll work just fine.
Okay, great. All right, Dan Curto, everyone. Thank you, Dan.
Yay.
Sure.
Thank you for being with us, and you and I will be talking real soon about that whole microcast thing.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, thanks very much, man.
No problem.
All right. Have a good night.
See ya.
All right. Well, and I should have asked if Dan was going to be sticking around because sometimes we get some questions, people saying.
I didn't see any questions, just a lot of comments about your ridiculous comment about shirtless Palpatine.
I'm sorry.
It's very funny.
It's not a desire. It was just, you know, at the rate things are going.
And they've gone through, you know, we can get a shirtless Chewie, maybe a shaved Chewie. You know, shirtless Akbar is in there from Jawas and Jedi Nick. They're throwing out some great ideas out in the forum. So,
oh, a whole new subset of figures. Oh my gosh. Well, maybe we should talk a little indie news here before we
before it melts down.
Yeah. All right. Indiana Jones 4 news. It's been a while since we've had an update of this kind.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on there at the set of Indiana Jones 4?
Security.
It's madness. It's bedlam.
It is.
Crime is rampant. But before we get into all that, there was an announcement. This it was mentioned on the fantastic WordPress blog for StarWars.com. Great reading. We mentioned it before. Good group of folks behind that. Sean Connery has been named the sexiest. Hold on. I want to make sure that I get this right. Maybe Hasbro could do a Sean Connery.
Shirtless Sean Connery, yeah.
All right. He
that's,
is.
That's better than Palpatine.
Yeah. All right. The world's sexiest senior. Beat out Harrison Ford.
Surprising.
So there you go.
But, you know, he does have that distinguished look. And
He's Sean Connery. He's James Bond.
I'm retired. I'm just having too much fun. I'm just playing golf.
But I don't know what this... It was a recent poll. I like the way they said
yes,
that on Star Wars.
It's a recent poll of three people.
Here in our office. Yeah. It was Pablo, Bonnie, and Pete. Yeah. They all believed he was sexier than Harrison Ford.
Yes.
But anyway, I guess it's... we could probably, you know, find out more about it here. Let's see if we wanted to get really technical.
I don't have to argue.
I believe it's a UK poll.
That is a huge surprise.
That's all those folks do over
there.
The
UK. And no reason that, and that's, of course, the native is going to win out over some of these other Yanks.
That is a huge picture of Sean Connery. Yeah,
they do have a great picture on there, and I don't remember his forehead being that large.
Wow.
That does not. I will tell you that they did not select based on sexiest photo on the page.
That's true.
Because that is not the most flattering photo at all. And
no.
The Jack Nicholson photo, not flattering either.
No,
so,
disturbing.
Congratulations to Mr. Connery.
Jack is the thing that nightmares are made of.
I won't even try a bad Jack Nicholson impression, because that always comes out as Christian Slater. A bad impression of Christian Slater doing a bad impression of Jack Nicholson. So,
well, what we were talking about before in the rampant crime on the set of Indiana Jones 4, apparently, I mean, this is pretty serious news here, that Steven Spielberg had a number of items pertaining to Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull stolen from his office. Over 2,000 production stills. Multiple computers and paperwork that included the production budget breakdown and possibly the script. Now, this thief, wise as he or she or it was out trying to contact entertainment websites saying, do you want to buy some of this? You know, like, you know, open up the trench coat. Want to buy a watch? No, it's Steven Spielberg's computer. Want to buy a computer? But anyway, so apparently the items have been returned, or at least the thief was caught. I don't know if the items have been returned, but the thief was caught. It was a sting operation where some people posed from an entertainment website. Now, The Forcecast, I do want to say, the Forcecast was not contacted by this individual. I don't know. Maybe
we were offering that shiny nickel.
The nickel.
Surprisingly, that wasn't enough to
Richard
get us.
Richard LaParmentier yes. Did not.
I will say right now, we refuse to pay, or you know, give any credit to anyone who's soliciting or stealing information. I'm throwing that out there.
Wow, that's quite a stance.
Yes, just that's right.
You're a brave man.
I am a bold man.
Well, what about if you just, you know, say, you know that confidentiality agreement I signed? Yeah, well, what's that? It's just paper. There was an extra that was on the set of Indiana Jones 4. He decided to break his confidentiality agreement, and he did give away a bunch of juicy tidbits and details from working on the movie. Tyler Nelson is his name. He did settle in court yesterday with Lucasfilm on the grounds that he, quote, knowingly violated the confidentiality. That's a tough word to say.
It is.
Confidentiality agreement he signed as a condition of his employment when he gave an interview to a newspaper. That's according to Lucasfilm. Terms of the settlement are being kept confidential. What do you owe, George? Like, I mean, like, what does he want? I mean, like, if I was George, I mean, money is, of course, you know, meaningless to him.
Yeah.
I'd want the guy to, like, be washing my car.
I think maybe a soul, you know. That way I don't have to worry about bargaining with my own. I can bargain with someone else's.
Why do I picture, like, this poof of smoke, and there's George with, like, a pair of, you know, cheap Halloween, you know, red devil ears and a pitchfork. And he's like, I've come for your soul.
You knew this was coming. Don't act surprised now, buddy.
But anyway, so I suggest that the folks over there at Indiana Jones 4, Lucasfilm and Spielberg, they need to get it together. They need to crack down on some of the security, because at the rate they're going, I won't even need to see the film. I'll be able to just go on some website, read the script, you know, and I'll know the whole production budget. I'll be able to read this guy's probably tell-all book
also
about being on this the set.
What Spielberg eats at lunch.
That's right.
His orders.
Anyway, well, that's your Indiana Jones 4 report. We've got some listener mail coming your way, and hopefully your phone calls.
You must contact me.
Play back the entire message.
What message?
Message after the message.
The Emperor commands you to make contact with him.
It's a trick. Send no reply.
Well, we don't have any voicemails right now, and that's we found out last week that when we play them, you can't hear them, those of you listening live on TalkShoe. And so we're working some of the bugs out there, and we should have those. So continue to leave those. We do listen to them. You can leave us a voicemail at 330-871-4TFN, and we are looking for your Star Wars tales. And that could be just kind of any sort of memory you have of seeing the films, or getting that great item, or, you know, a good deal on eBay. It doesn't matter. We've had all kinds. Meeting a Star Wars actor, you know, that's important to us, and we kind of got away from that a little bit, and I know that that's one of the segments that folks really enjoyed, and Pete and I liked it too, but sometimes you just, you know, you get off course once in a while. So we want to do more of that, so make sure that they're coming in. Pete, you picked out a couple of emails here.
Yes.
You want to...
Well, we had several, actually, submissions about... We had talked last week about time travel and how we would hope that that wasn't part of it. But we did have several people
write in to
correct us. And I just...
Vector Prime.
I grabbed one from Jeremy, and he let us know that, that in the most of the recent novels and in the EU as it's evolved, Jason Solo, can flow walk to the era of when Anakin was turning to the dark side.
You know, it's so hard for me to believe that in a something as streamlined and efficient as the expanded universe of Star Wars, that you'd have time travel.
Well, my friend, there's actually detailed instructions on how to flow walk in the Star Wars Atlas for you coming out later this month. So we're all looking forward to that. But no, so there is this concept of the flow walk, and obviously we're not familiar with
the flow walk. I used to do that dance in the 80s, by the way. big hit.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. But you know, they also, you know, so the flow walk thing, you know, he's actually going back to these places, but I mean, is he actually able to interact with the characters? Is it kind of a force thing, just like you know, we used to have, you know, where people from beyond the grave can come back and visit, you know, Ben and Yoda and all those guys coming back to see Luke. You know, I wonder if it's on that kind of that same technique.
Okay, so it's on the spiritual plane.
I'm hoping it's, yeah, I'm hoping it's not straight time travel where they can go back and change.
It's not like Austin Powers, yes, where you jump into that psychedelic thing that's spinning around. And
yes. Going back in time, baby, yeah! Yeah, I hope that isn't it. But we were very appreciative to see. That's the one thing that I really love is that, you know, we're by no means experts on anything really in the Star Wars universe. But there's at least somebody out there that is in some way, shape, or form.
That's
so
what makes this fun.
Yeah, we always know that if we get something wrong, somebody's gonna say, "Hey, you guys missed this," or
often in record time.
You know, yeah, it depends on who's behind the keyboard at the time. But you know, it's always good because we gain so much knowledge from you guys, just kind of chiming in with your updates and your takes on everything. And we got a lot of takes, a lot more on the Family Guy stuff and a lot more on, you know, which network. And we read them all, and they're all great information. So we really do appreciate that, and that's what makes this a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Well, we do have a couple of callers that want to I don't know what they want to say. We'll take the first one here. You are on with the Forcecast. Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, good. Whenever I hear the "you are unmuted," it blocks you guys out, so it's hard to tell when they're actually
I'm sorry about
on.
That.
See, and we don't know anything about that because we're on the other end. Again, learning from you.
That's right. What's going on, man?
Okay. Well, Master Zark here again. I was debating whether I should mention this or not, but when I was re-listening to the podcast yesterday, I was... listening to you guys debating about the live-action series.
Yes.
And Jason was saying that he wants more Vader and Emperor, but I actually have to side with Pete on this because we really need to hear the stories of everyone else. You know, we need to know what's going on with, you know, say, Mon Mothma, Organa, you know, and the other...
Oh, I'm all for that.
Characters in the rebellion. We need to hear their stories more than just see more of what we've already seen.
I totally agree with you. But what you're talking about are real true G level canon characters. What I don't want to see is some random trooper that we focus the whole series around, or some bounty hunter that we've never met before that all of a sudden it's a new character and we you know, he'll be in the Atlas, I'm sure, but that they're going to focus the whole show on. What you're talking about is, say, okay, let's say we focus here on Mon Mothma, or we focus on, you know, another G-level, you know, maybe Admiral Ackbar or something. Now, that would be cool. That would really be cool to see the beginnings of the rebellion.
Even C-level characters, too. I know he's mostly a Zahn character, but Bel Iblis, if you believe the EU, was a major character during that time, even if he wasn't involved in the rebellion himself. It'd be nice to see what made him change his mind and not join the rebellion right away.
I can't argue with that too much. I think that it's going to be difficult. I think those that are expecting a lot of real honest to goodness EU characters showing up in this series, I think they're going to be disappointed. I think what you're going to find are a lot of new characters developed for the series, because they're a clean slate, and you know, the EU is a little crowded, a little congested, and there's not a whole lot of room to move. And you know, I think that, and then there are times I think, well, look at, you know, Lucas truly went out of his way to mention Quinlan Vos in episode 3. There had to be a reason for that other than just, you know, it would be cool.
Right.
Tip of the hat to the fans. I think there was a little maybe more to that. You know, you've got this whole legion of true real live people that portray a lot of these EU characters in the card games and things like that. So, I mean, they've got resources to pull this stuff off. It's just, it's hard for me to believe that anybody there working at that level with George on a series is going to have the patience to wade through all of the EU in order to kind of free up some of these characters. Pete, you look like you have.
Well, I just think that, you know, Dave Filoni had talked a lot about he really likes the Jedi Council, and George really likes the Jedi Council, and we don't get to see them in action. And I think that's going to be a huge focus of what's going on. It's going to be those guys. It's going to be what's Dooku doing behind the scenes.
Well, you're talking about the animated series,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Well, that, and then moving on when we're coming further to, you know, the live action series. You know, I think we'll see, like you said, just it's got to be a mix of both, because you can't just do just EU characters, because I think people lose interest pretty fast, I think.
Well, who would you like to see most?
Oh, geez, I can't really think of anyone specific, but I mean, we do have like 20 years of story to work with for,
right.
What do you say, 100 episodes?
Yeah. Yeah, at least. At least, and that's if it doesn't sell.
Assumes.
You know, that's on a bad day.
Yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I get what you're saying, and I agree with you, and I think you and I have a lot more common ground than what you thought. I wasn't really trying to say that we have to have the show focus on Palpatine and Vader. I just don't like when I hear quotes from George ruling them out,
yeah,
that we're ever going to see them. That, right, gives me the heebie-jeebies. I would much rather, even if he never had any intention of us seeing Vader or Palpatine, I'd rather him just be quiet about it. And really, I don't want to know that you're totally opposed to, you know, us seeing Palpatine or Vader or Tarkin or whomever. Tarkin, another great character that we'd love to see,
right,
a little bit more about.
Yeah, and definitely, I agree on that.
I think if these episodes become real character studies, which is, again, where the animated series is heading, and I would imagine that this would translate quite well then to the live action character studies on some of these folks, it would be really, really cool. Really cool. I just realized, Master Zarg, you're the one we're speaking with, right?
Yes.
Fantastic. Anything else you wanted to mention?
Not right now.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. All right, we've got, I believe, Eric on the phone, our good buddy Eric.
No,
Eric.
This is the tallest Jawa.
Oh, no. Oh, tallest Jawa. No, excuse me. Tallest Jawa.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Much better after having seen your videos.
Good, glad to hear it.
Yeah, we're enjoying those very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
So what's going on?
Well, I was just calling in. I mean, I know that you touched on this at the beginning of the show, but I just wanted to reiterate for anybody that might have missed that I really loved that C-3PO interview.
Oh.
I mean, that was just great to have, you know, Jimmy Mack did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an hour long. It's, you know, a major star.
Yeah.
and he was just chatting away.
Well, I you know, I like I said, you know, at the top of the show, it was like a conversation more than an interview. And Jimmy's great, man. I mean, we are so fortunate to have him on this team. I mean, a real true pro. I like to call him the pro. And he is the pro. And it was a great interview. And he was, you know, what's funny, too, is that he was just bouncing off the walls when he found out that this opportunity. He emailed us very cryptically a couple weeks ago, like, I got something really big cooking for this month. I can't tell you guys, but it's going to be great. And, of course, it was worth all the anticipation. It was really great. And I'm glad that you guys enjoy it. I mean, Pete and I get a kick out of listening to it, and I it's just good to know that that you all enjoy it too.
Yeah, it's one of the things that us Jawas here were discussing about it is it's funny how a lot of the stories that Anthony Daniels told, they're really funny, they're hilarious things, but it just the way that he says it, you just listen to it and go, yes, that tape dispenser, the worst bit of merchandise ever made. Really, you had that on your table? Yeah. And something later that you go, oh my gosh, that is the funniest thing ever.
That was my favorite part. I loved it. I laughed out loud.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that on the Forcecast. When they had, there was a bit that we found on the web about, goofiest Star Wars products ever, which that was before we had the most outrageous, unthinkable clip of, or story of the week. And that would have made it, I think.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Tape dispenser. The fact that he has one, I would love to have one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that was great. And, when Jimmy pointed out, Pete was mentioning this to me earlier, when Jimmy pointed out about, Anthony Daniels really bringing life to R2 as well. And, he was very grateful for that, but then he was quick to mention, Ben Burtt's, inestimable contribution to that as well. And I didn't realize that some of that was actually Ben Burtt, physically doing these things. Mm-hmm. I thought it was all synthesizers and whatnot, but some of his little whistles and things that seemed so human were very much, in fact, human. So
yes,
it's great to know that.
Yeah, that was in one of those behind the scenes shows. They showed a lot about that and how he edited those sounds together. And he couldn't get the sounds with just the synthesizer. And he kept going back to George about it and saying, well, this isn't right or something. And in the end, that was the key, was to mix it, really.
Yeah. And Jimmy, who says so on the microcast, is such an audiophile and such an audio guy that he loved the combination of mechanical and biological, sounds that Burtt was able to marry together. So very, very cool. Anything else, Talas Jawa? Anything else on your mind?
Well, that was why I had called in, but while I was waiting here, you did bring up the thing about the flow walking, and I am actually keeping up with the latest novels, and yeah, I'm sorry to inform you that, yeah, that flow walking thing seems to be almost legitimate time travel. It's like when he... It's like some kind of force thing, and it starts off that way, and it's just visions or whatever. But it's like he says if he doesn't concentrate, that you can lose yourself in the past, and then you can actually influence it. And so he has done things in the past that then when he comes back to the present isn't quite the same as it was before.
No. Biff's a millionaire, and he's living with his mom.
and you know what? Even possibly worse than that. Yeah, I don't know what the story is going to be. Of course, I'm not writing it, right?
Yeah.
But I'm afraid that it's one of the worst time travel gags ever, is that this whole thing starts by some mysterious person telling the bad people that they need to go and turn Jason bad and everything, and there's a little bit of evidence that those first bad people that started it all is really just Jason from the future coming back and starting this whole thing. So it's like he's his own father or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, grown indeed.
Oh, that's great information, but I can't say it's good news.
No,
well, let's just hope it doesn't work out that way.
Yeah.
Well, we thought we had continuity problems in 6 films. this is, wow.
We're going to find out that Chewbacca is Luke's father from The Simpsons is actually correct.
Well, Talas Jawa, you have sufficiently depressed me for the rest of the evening.
Sorry.
But appreciate you calling in, man. And thank you so much for the hard work that you all do on the videos. They're great. We enjoy them. And please keep it up.
All right.
See you guys.
All right. And just for them, we do have. That's just for them. All right. We've got another caller here waiting. I think this actually is Eric.
This is Eric.
You're on with the Forcecast, bud. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
Oh, I just, I was looking around on YouTube and I thought I found something you might like. It's a Star Wars Rube Goldberg machine.
Oh, that's cool.
And apparently some kids in physics class made it with their teacher who loved Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent it into TFN. I don't know if they got it, but it's actually pretty cool how they set it up. They used lots of different toys and stuff, and it flows pretty well. And I was thinking of some people in the chat, and maybe you guys would want to see it.
Yeah, man, make sure that you email it to us, podcast@theforce.net. We'll make sure that it gets in the show notes for this week. Honestly, truly, I really promise.
Yeah, we promise this time.
I've been a lot better. I've been a lot better at it.
Yeah.
Last week, I think I screwed up. I don't think they came in last week.
I've been trying.
Well, where do you weigh in on this time travel stuff, Eric? Is it out of control?
Well, I don't know. I've caught up recently with the Legacy of the Force series, and I guess it is a pretty cheap. I mean, the Jawas are right. It's a pretty cheap gag. You know, it's a very convenient way for them to explain something without a really good plot device for how Jason started going down that dark path. But on the other hand, it is Star Wars, and a lot of stuff can happen. So I'm just thinking if they do find a really good way to, you know, explain it, albeit a very convenient one, it could end up working out in a satisfactory way.
Yeah, it's about as convenient as the Shadow Stormtrooper is for the licensees, exactly. I think. There's an idea in writing. That it, you know, and in writing stories and films and TV shows, that once you've hit time travel, you've kind of scraped the bottom of the barrel. And that's hard for me to say because I don't believe that we have scraped the bottom of the barrel.
No, I don't think we're anywhere close
in the Star Wars universe. So I think it's a little premature to do this. You know, one of the things that I love about the Star Wars Legacy comic book series is that they have a way of just taking those cool Star Wars things, giving them a little twist, shaking it up, and kind of dropping it down, and boom, there it is.
Yeah.
And you see familiar themes, you see some of this stuff, and it's a little bit cooler. Now, I know there's some of you that are going to argue and say there's time travel and Legacy where, you know, you see some of these characters showing up. I don't believe that, like, Force Ghosts is time travel.
That's completely different, and that's established, you know, from the films and everything
right,
like that.
Right,
so I don't think that's time travel per se.
No, no. But that's what I really like about it. And I don't know what it is. I don't know why they were just able to pull it off so well. And I'm certain that there are other authors in the EU that can do it. It's just that it's kind of tough, and I think we're going to have Jay on the show again because, well, we're going to have him on again anyway. But I want to talk to him a little bit about, let's separate the tares from the wheat as far as what, you know, he knows my little ticks and what ticks, you know, what bothers me and stuff about the EU. So maybe he can kind of steer me down a path because there was a lot of crap. Let's face it, that came out.
That's true.
You're gonna find folks that are fans of that, no matter what it is. You can point to anything, and they're gonna.
That's right. We've been through that a number of times. You know, anybody who there's a fan to everything.
I mean,
even some of the things that get panned as hard as possible, Jar Jar, for instance. There's somebody out there that's
a fan.
That's a huge fan. So
yeah. So anyway, I'm kind of disappointed to hear what Talas Jawa had to say about all of the time travel going on, but you know, we'll see how much it affects the universe. But anyway,
hey guys,
Eric, yeah.
Do you guys actually read the Legacy of the Force novels? Do you keep up with them?
We're a little bit behind.
Yeah, we're a little behind. I tell you what, I've got the first one done, and see, Pete and I, you know, we're lazy. I don't know how else to say it. We're lazy, and so we typically wait until we get the audiobooks. Pete subscribes to it's kind of like Netflix for audiobooks, and you get them in the mail, and he's kind enough. Eric, I won't tell anybody; just tell you, Eric. He shares them with me, and I rip them onto my computer, and then I listen to them at my leisure, and then I delete them once I've listened to them.
That's
once.
Right. You know, I don't share them with anyone else.
We don't pirate here. But anyway, so that's how I've been, doing my EU when it comes to Legacy. And Pete, we got the third one in the mail this week.
Third book this week. So
that means that I've got to listen to the second one now.
Yeah. Well, and I've got to catch up on the first and the second. So
got to get all that time travel down.
Right.
But Eric, I tell you what, man, we're going to go ahead and clear the phones because we're going to give away a copy of Battlefront Renegade Squadron here. Okay.
All right.
All right, man. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. And we'll have the contest here. So, Pete, what should we do? All right, I'll tell you what. I've got a question.
Okay.
Is it okay?
Yes.
Or do you have a question?
No, run with it,
all
baby.
Right. All right. The first person to call in with the correct answer to this question, name the two LucasArts fellas and their titles.
Ooh.
That we interviewed on the microcast this week. The first one to jump in with the cue to call, you got to call in. 724-444-7444. First one to call in, jump in the queue to call. We'll get a copy.
I want to mute me first.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm kind of still on mute.
All right. How'd that happen?
All right.
The first one to call in. How nice and honest was
that? Yeah, that was so honest.
Yeah, we mentioned it at the top of the show. So again, 724-444-7444. A talk show ID 46670. Pete, you got another mail?
Yeah, we'll hit up, and it was great. We got a Star Wars tale. We've kind of fallen away from that, but we got another Star Wars tale this week, and I was very happy to get it. So this one comes from Jack, and he wanted to throw that into us. He wishes us a happy anniversary. He said he's been enjoying since the very beginning, but you know, he's it's the first podcast he ever listened to, which we really appreciate, and it's always
good
to have.
I'm sorry, I got to interrupt you.
All right,
we've got a request. We've got a request to ask the question one more time.
Okay,
the question is: name the two LucasArts representatives. We'll call them representatives that were interviewed in the cantina on the Forcecast microcast for Battlefront Renegade Squadron that dropped earlier this week. We need to know the names of the two gentlemen and their titles. And you're going to win a copy of the game on PSP. I think that covers it. Okay,
that does cover it.
Okay, Pete, I'm sorry.
But now I'm totally lost. So, right. Jack lives in southern West Virginia, and there's not very many Star Wars fans down there. So we're glad that he found us and he can join in with us. But he said his Star Wars tale is he missed the original Star Wars on its opening day. I was too busy being born on May 25th. The movie would not make it here for another 6 months anyway. My uncle saw it first. He then took my mother and me to see it. I have been told that I watched intently for the first 15 minutes or so and then went to sleep, as six-month-olds tend to do.
Right.
Family legend has it that I absorbed the movie as I slept. Before the release of The Empire Strikes Back, the local theater caught fire and burned down. After that, if you wanted to see a movie, you had to drive an hour to the closest theater. So as the next four movies were released, we headed out of town to see them. Many times I saw each movie once and would have to wait for them to hit video or TV. Then 3 weeks before the release of Episode 3, a new theater opened here, and for the first time in over two decades, we did not have to leave town to see Star Wars. The day it opened for me, my mother and uncle were in attendance. Another circle complete that day. I saw Episode 3 fittingly enough three times over the next weekend.
And, who was that from?
That was from Jack in West Virginia.
Cool. That's a great story.
He also chimed in with the time travel thing, and he talks about it actually not in relation to Jason, but also in the Crystal Star, a creature called Waru does time travel. And this note at the end, if you have not read the book, don't. I wish I had not read it. So this is one of those aspects of the EU that I'm sure people are out there saying, you know what, this is where it runs rampant and shouldn't be. But anyway, so thank you very much, Jack.
Yes, thank you. And it looks like we have someone who would like to. All right, let's see. The first caller here that has the answer to win the Battlefront game. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Think you have
this
the answer?
Jedi Schwa,
do you think you know the answer?
I think, if I understand the question right.
Yeah.
let's see, you're looking for the two guys that you interviewed and their titles, right?
Yes, 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 from LucasArts.
So, Jeff Pinna, who was the producer, and Casey Coleman, who was the assistant producer? Is that correct?
Judges?
Ding, ding, ding!
Yes, we have a winner. We have a winner.
Hold on a second. We do have to preface this a little bit. Oh. We have a winner, assuming that Jedi Schwa does not win in fantasy football this week. because there's a stipulation that you cannot win the game and have a fantasy football victory in the same week. It's not my rule. I didn't come up with it. So No,
you know, I think it's a fair rule, and I think I'm pretty safe, actually. I think I'm probably going to get the video game. So,
yeah.
Do you have a PSP, Jedi Schwa?
I don't. So I'm going to have to go win one of those somewhere, I think. So.
But you want a copy of the game. That way, maybe it'll sit there long enough, and you'll say, you know what, I got to go buy one of these things.
So. You know, I might have to do that. And actually, Schwa Jr. is going to probably make me do that because I told him I was going to try to win this week, too. So
Little Schwa. All right. Well, excellent. Well, look for that. We'll get that into the mail to you, I don't know, in the next couple months or so. No, I actually have it in my hand. We'll see if we can get it out this week. I might make Pete
excellent.
Nail this one.
There you go.
All right. Hey, thanks
all
very
right,
much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Hey, you're very welcome. We're going to have more giveaways next week. I want to thank you guys here at TalkShoe. This is it's always a blast. It's like a family here every week.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
And we're going to be doing it again.
Yes, we are.
I'll just throw that in there.
Been on the air for a long old time.
Yes. It's a good thing we got that 2 gig memory card.
That's
going.
Right. And we're just getting heated up here at the ForceCast. Thank you to everybody that joined us on TalkShoe. We appreciate it. You guys, you don't know how much we love talking to you every week and watching the chat. I know Pete's eyes were glued to the chat for a good portion of the show. He was.
I'll get it down in the next couple of months here. So
I want to thank Pete for doing that and keeping a watchful eye and making the ForceCast what we really always intended it to be, which is really interactive and just Star Wars fans having fun together. So thank you for dealing with the change of the day. This we'll be back next Wednesday. And our normal night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen to us live on TalkShoe or delayed podcast at theforce.net, rebelscum.com. Of course, we're available on iTunes and a number of other, not Yahoo podcasts anymore. They're done. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that.
Tanked, baby. No more Yahoo podcasts. Well, they haven't updated in like 18 months.
So, oh, well.
Yeah.
And I don't think we were relying on them anyway.
No, so. I don't think so. So thanks to everyone who called in. Thank you especially to Dan Curto. Appreciate his time and look for his microcast to be dropping in an iPod or MP3 player or computer near you very soon. Also, thanks again to Jimmy Mack and his wonderful interview with Anthony Daniels. Thank you to Mr. Daniels for taking the time with Jimmy. And the guys over again at LucasArts, Casey Coleman and Jeff Penna, as accurately named by Jedi Schwa.
Yes.
And, yeah, big thanks to LucasArts for getting us hooked up with the prizes. Very, very cool. We'll have more prizes to give away, and we'll know the fate of Toussaint. But if you want to contact us...
bated breath.
Pete, what's the best way?
Well, you can definitely give us an email at podcast@theforce.net. You can give us a call, leave us a voicemail at 330-8714-TFN. I finally learned the number. I didn't even have to read it. You can also join us live on the show, or if you would like to, please, it's a great community. Check out the forums over at rebelscum.com. We're right under Wurr's Cantina, so make sure you check that out. If you haven't gone over there, it's a great community. They'll welcome you with open arms, and they're a lot of fun. So
it's a little smelly under Wurr, but we managed to get it done. And thanks again to Stan Stice and the rest of the folks that sent us the coach theme song for Pete's update. We appreciate it very much. Love you guys for the ForceCast. I'm Jason.
And I'm Pete.
And remember,
the Force will be with you. Always.
This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The official Star Wars site can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of the Force.net LLC unless otherwise indicated.